Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2227, The Truth About Sun Exposure, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to another bonus Sunday episode. This is where we get to hear from one of the other shows in our podcast network. And today's comes from Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and his commentary as we optimize your life.
The Truth About Sun Exposure by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. Most of us have been raised with the notion that sun exposure is dangerous and that we must do whatever we can to protect ourselves from its harmful rays. We buy the highest SPF sunscreen, don wide-brim hats and extra dark sunglasses, and even shell out the big bucks for clothes that are UV-proof. But how much benefit are we really getting from taking all of these measures? Cancer is a scary thing and certainly nothing to take lightly. Nearly 100,000 cases of skin cancer occur in the U.S. each year, and aggressive melanomas can be deadly. However, we have to think about how much of the marketing around sun protection is purely fear-based, and how much we've been buying into the idea that the life-giving sun is actually a serious threat to our health. Americans are spending more time inside than ever before, and yet we are getting sick at the fastest rate we've ever seen in history. We can be pale and pasty, hidden away from the sun's rays, but are still diagnosed with a myriad of other diseases, especially those related to metabolic and immune dysfunctions. Some scientists are beginning to find correlations between the amount of sunny outdoor time and the rates of things like depression, heart disease, cancer, and colds and flus. Not surprisingly, those who went out into the sun more frequently were shown to be happier, more optimistic, caught fewer colds, took fewer sick days from work, and had a lower incidence of major disease. Now, you can draw many correlations from these kinds of studies, citing that if you think fresh air and exercise are playing a role in these sunbathers' health, you'd be right. They certainly are. But if you focus your lens on one particular compound, the pro-sun evidence becomes even more compelling. Vitamin D, which is actually more like a hormone than a vitamin, is something that our bodies cannot manufacture all by themselves. But it is something that is crucial for several major metabolic processes. You probably know that UV light is required for vitamin D production, which is why it's often dubbed the sunshine vitamin. So what happens when you block UV rays from penetrating the skin, like when you wear sunscreen? Now your body can't make vitamin D. I'm certainly not advocating for everyone to throw out their sunscreen, but I think it's time for a serious readjustment of our expectations of what it can do for us. Several major studies conducted in the last decade have repeatedly failed to find a link between SPF usage and cases of skin cancer. But you'll never read that on a bottle of Banana Boat. And depending on the type of sunscreen you use, you may be at a greater risk for developing cancer from the ingredients themselves rather than any sun exposure. But I digress. As a society, we are suffering from a serious deficiency of vitamin D, and our fear of the sun and lack of time in it is actually making us sicker. There are many amazing functions of this little wonder molecule we call vitamin D, but here are just a few of the major ones. 1. This hormone acts as an escort to help shuttle calcium and phosphorus into our bones specifically. It also helps regulate levels of calcium in our blood, which is important for the functioning of all of our cells. 2. It helps out the immune system and improves immunological resilience by assisting white blood cell production and the recognition of self cells, which may prevent autoimmune conditions. And 3, it smooths out intercellular communication, which is needed for proper gene expression and protein synthesis, or protein building. There are millions of vitamin D receptors on our cells and every corner of our body. And when there is not enough vitamin D to go around, physiological functions may weaken. Here are some symptoms of vitamin D deficiency. Unexplained depression, tendency to catch colds, slow wound healing, brittle, weak, or achy bones, GI upset or trouble absorbing nutrients, splotchy skin, dark circles under the eyes, and unexplained weakness or fatigue. Even if you don't recognize any of these symptoms in yourself, there are certain risk factors that may make you more susceptible for a vitamin D deficiency. These can be clues to help you increase your sun time or at least pay close attention to any health imbalances in the future. These would include 1, living in a highly polluted area, 2, chronic use of sunscreen, 3, spending a lot of time indoors or in a car, 4, living in areas with limited access to sunlight, for example, living near tall buildings, and 5, working long hours in an indoor office. Our bodies are designed for some sun exposure on a daily basis, even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes. If we expose just 20% of our skin to the sun for just 20 minutes, we can easily make all the vitamin D we need for the day. Pretty incredible, right? And did you know that in only 30 minutes of sunshine exposure on an average summer day, your body can manufacture over 10,000 international units, or IU, of vitamin D? That's 30 times what the average American gets in their daily diet. Even a primal aligned diet can only reach about 1,000 international units in a day. So it's important to realize that no matter how clean your nutrition strategy is, your body still needs sun exposure to make the optimal amount of this crucial health-giving hormone. Plus, it's been shown that the vitamin D we make naturally through sunshine actually lasts longer in our cells when compared to the vitamin D we get through food and supplements. Pretty compelling pro-sun science, I'd say. We just need to get over the fear that the sun is dangerous. Granted, for people who live in the northern latitudes or live in cloudy climates or simply don't have much access to sunlight, it may be necessary to up your intake of vitamin D-rich foods and consider taking supplemental D if your blood levels are low. Thankfully, there are foods that contain high amounts of vitamin D, including fresh wild-caught salmon, egg yolks, grass-fed beef liver, fortified dairy products or juices, and cod liver oil. Now, regardless of where you live and how you eat, I think it's time to change our conversation around sun exposure, especially when it comes to the importance of vitamin D to our health and vitality. You can supplement with it and eat foods rich in it, but nothing seems to be as efficient as sunshine. Primal wisdom recommends that you get just enough sun to maintain a slight tan year-round. When in doubt, it's recommended to expose larger parts of your body for shorter amounts of time, rather than smaller parts for longer durations. Because yes, too much sun on a small area, like your hands or your face, can cause damage over time. So, roll up those pant legs and sit out for 20 to 30 minutes every day whenever possible. Bonus points if you can stick your feet in the grass or sand and get some earthing benefits too. You just listened to the post titled, The Truth About Sun Exposure, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. and keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, there are some that may require more or less sun exposure, and Melanie did allude to this. For example, those with darker skin may need more than 20 to 30 minutes of sun exposure each day. Those that are fair-skinned may end up with a sunburn with just 15 minutes of sun exposure. So be careful. The key is to not allow yourself to burn. Sunburns are often associated with a higher risk of skin cancer. A great way to know how much sun you should be getting is to speak with a dermatologist. These are medical doctors that specialize in treating and preventing skin disorders like skin cancer. They can also help with hair and nail disorders. Dermatologists are very familiar with the connection between vitamin D and sun exposure and can provide you with more specific recommendations. Now, because of my darker skin and the fact that I spend much of my day in my office or teaching in a classroom or in my car commuting, I have found that I tend to run low on vitamin D. I found this out through a routine blood test. Now, there has been some debate about the accuracy of blood tests for determining the body's vitamin D levels, but most doctors are happy to use this method at least as a starting point. So talk to your doctor about this. If you're running on the lower side like me, it may be worthwhile to supplement with vitamin D. That's what I've started doing. There are many safe supplements available. No matter the brand, you want to buy the form of vitamin D called D3. And when you take the supplement, do so with your largest meal of the day. That's because your body may end up absorbing 50% more when you take vitamin D3 with large meals. And according to one of my favorite websites, consumerlab.com, vitamin D3 drops from the brand Source Naturals is a great option. It meets both purity and quality standards. If you're not a fan of using drops or don't like the taste, Sam's Club brand D3 soft gels are great too. Now, I haven't mentioned anything about how much you should take. That's because that's a conversation you need to have with a healthcare professional. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.